Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
So what are some of the observations that you are seeing with your penance, with your sacrifice, with whatever you have chosen to do to prepare yourself for Jesus's coming this Christmas? Are you looking at your life and paying attention to what is different now that you have decided to either add something to your life or take something away to your life or from your life? I think one of the things that we forget to do is to look and assess and evaluate. Is this thing good for me? Is this working for me? Now, working and good for are two different things. I know that it is good for me not to drink. I know that it is working for me because I'm looking back on my days, on my evenings, on my mornings. And I'm saying, okay, what is different about my life without drinking? And I have to look and say, I don't look at 5 o'clock as the time that everything stops in my day. And then we shift it to cocktail time before dinner. And that means what? That means that I have more time in the day to do things. And I don't feel like I have to get everything done so that I can chill and relax. And then on top of that, I also found myself sometimes when I would be chilling and relaxing with a couple glasses of wine, I would not want to get up and make dinner. Honestly, sometimes I would feel a little resentful because I would have to get up out of my seat, go make dinner, while my husband sat in his seat enjoying what, TV or whatever else. Let's just say not making dinner, you know? And that's a horrible thought because that's not selfless love. That is not me being a good servant leadership woman and a spouse in my role to take care of my husband and the house and the family. And guess what I kind of surmised out of that was, wait a minute, that's alcohol probably making me think that. Because I don't think that way when I'm not drinking. I'm also getting a really good night's sleep. I'm also waking up without any headache or grogginess or dehydration. I'm also not saying things that I'm going to regret. I'm not getting snippety or impatient, just like I would be thinking, oh, I'm just so mad that I gotta make dinner and he gets to sit around on his butt all night, every night, every single night, you know, like that is the opposite of love. That's selfishness. Now, I've also noticed that I'm starting to eat a little bit more. I'm snacking before I am actually having dinner, and that is not what I would do when I'd be drinking. Why? Because I do not like wine with food. Isn't that crazy? Because most people drink wine to complement their food. I don't mind wine eating, But when I want to have a couple of drinks, I want that on an empty stomach. It tastes different to me. And I probably programmed myself to drink that way because that's how I did in college. Like, you didn't want any food to come into, you know, barrier of that alcohol bleeding into your bloodstream. You really want to get inebriated as fast as you can. It's not about inebriation for me. It's about it tastes different after I eat. Some of you may be like, girl, I know what you're talking about. So for me, I don't drink after I eat. So that's why I like to have a few before I eat. And then when I'm done eating, I'm done. Sometimes I go back, like if it's a, you know, thing where people are over and we're up until 1, 2, whatever o'clock in the morning-ish, I'll go back and have a couple more drinks throughout the night after eating. But it's not the same. So I noticed that I'm substituting snacking before meals. And yesterday I opened that darn macadamia nut bag, but I did not finish it all. I only ate half, but there was no reason I should have eaten it at all because I had food coming 30 minutes later and I hate to go to bed on an empty stomach. But that is the other thing that I observed is that I feel good when I get up in the morning. I don't feel like I went to bed with a full stomach. So, what happens when you drink alcohol? Your body considers that poison. It's a neurotoxin. It kills your brain. It kills the temporal lobe in the very front of your brain, which is where we communicate with God. It's where our subconscious is. It's critical to keep our temporal lobe active and pure. So when you have illegal drugs or anything that alters your mind, it's going to that place. That's where we rationalize. That's where we reason. That's where we make decisions. So when you go to bed with alcohol in your belly and you have some food, that food will sit there until all of the alcohol is processed. Now, how gross is that? I don't know about you, but think about one time, it may have happened to you, it's happened to me, where you get up the next morning after maybe you've had a few and a big meal, and you are actually burping up the flavor of that meal. That means that's still in your stomach. Ugh. After all those hours. And think about when you were in college, if you ever did this, or maybe, you know, you didn't, but I sure did. I can't tell you how many times I puked from drinking too much alcohol. And if you think about it, if I ate at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm puking at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm seeing physical chunks of my food, like big chunks, that means I never digested it. It just sat in my stomach while my body attacked the alcohol neurotoxin poison. So I'm noticing that I'm not getting up as full, if you will. So what are you reviewing in your life? What's happening differently? The good and the bad. I'm seeing that, wait a minute, I don't want to substitute wine and mindlessly snack and eat. That's not me. Snacking is not me. Yesterday, I almost ate like 3 meals, which I don't do. I'm still on my coffee, everyone, although this morning it's been black because I just feel like I need a break. I ate a lot of fat last night. I just kept walking up to the butter dish and I'd take my knife and I would slice off a little pat and I'd put it in my fingers and I would just sit and eat it like it's a little piece of cheese, you know? I must have gone and done like 5 or 6 pats of butter last night, plus a half of a bag of macadamia nuts. And then I made chili and I had to fish out all the beans and the corn that was in there. Took me a while to eat that, but, you know, that was a lot of fat grams. I could feel my thighs, you know, every bit of my fat cells are expanded right now. They're all like, ooh, we got good fat. But in the end, I'm working out hard today. I don't care what the body is feeling like in this particular moment, but that is why I'm drinking black coffee. Why am I back on coffee? I don't know, you guys. I miss that little boost. And I was paying attention to myself when I was on tea, and I didn't feel like I was that much more calm. I didn't like the taste as much. So I'm trying to decide, what am I going to do? And I have a feeling that I'm going to really challenge myself during Lent. I mean, I'm kind of going through this, no wine, no heavy whipping cream, no sour cream. Oops, I forgot. I had a cup of sour cream last night with a little bit of monk fruit in it and cinnamon. So yeah, I'm eating more. I don't want to replace one bad habit with another. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we got to pay attention. Okay. Go back. Look at what your Advent thing is. And how is it impacting you? And think about it, because sometimes we just go through this season and before you know it, Christmas is here, and then we go right back to the way that we were. And we never really kind of thought about what happened during Advent. We do that during Lent too. All righty. All good things for the most part in my experience. And so I'm going to continue to see. I will say I have wanted one. I'll confess that before we wrap up. Excuse me. Yes, I have wanted a glass of wine. There's no doubt a couple of times when I've come home from the hospital, most particularly, that's when I find that I would love to just sip a glass of wine. And maybe that is the key. Sip. Sip. Not drink it fast. Not bring that glass up to my mouth every 3 minutes, because that's how I drink. I'm one of those people who just mindlessly does it. If I pay more attention and I sip and I have those two glasses and I drag it out, it's so different. Again, back to paying attention, back to capturing not only my thoughts, but my deeds. Don't fall back into your subconscious program of just grabbing that glass of wine, putting it to your mouth and filling it up every single time there's like one sip left in the bottom. Or going drink for drink with my husband, who's bigger than I am, heavier than I am. Why do I think I need to keep up with him? And maybe it's not that I need to keep up with him, I just do. Again, reflection, it's a beautiful thing. This is the journey, everyone. We got to learn about ourselves, learn how we've lied to ourselves, learn how we've tricked ourselves, learn how we've just duped ourselves into believing that we need these things in our life. But then if we actually look at it without that in it, or if you've added something and you say, oh boy, my life was so different before I added this. I'm so glad that I added this. We hopefully will start using that temporal lobe and the reasons and the rationality and make decisions that are best for us and best for those around us. I don't know. I'm not coming to any conclusion at this point. I'm just sharing where I'm at, how I feel, what I'm observing, and asking all of you to do the same thing. So let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, into our bodies, and help us to reflect. How is life with these new changes? Open our hearts and our minds when we do reflect, Lord, to see the things that we wouldn't normally see, to see what you see, to show us how better, kinder, gentler, more peaceful, more loving, more joyful we are with this change in our life. If we've fallen Help us to get back up and run to you in that beautiful sacrament of reconciliation. Help us to also spend more time with you in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to come into our heart when we do reflect. Mary, we need your grace to continue on this Advent path. We look to you for your guidance. We look to imitate you. We need the grace of God. And we ask for you to intercede for us to Jesus, your wonderful, beautiful Son, to help us pour out his mercy, forgiveness, and transformation on us. We need to be healed. And you know that, Mary. But God's timing is perfect. His will be done. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Guardian angel, please guide us and lead us. All you holy angels and saints, please fight the spiritual battle around us and help us in this day to bring Christ to those that come in our path. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. So, not bad, different, but not bad. I'm not looking at it like, man, I miss this. Man, I hate just sitting here having water in front of my face. Man, this is, you know, like I made tea one night and I sat and I just cupped the tea in my hands and I was just like, oh, this is what classy people do. You know, they have like teas and they buy all these extravagant organic teas and that becomes who they are. And I remember when I made that change, when I was traveling, I think it was Lent again. And I'm telling you, when I would travel people, I don't care what time it was. It could have been 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. I would be in the United Club having Prosecco, which is basically bubbly wine. And I would drink no matter what time, where I was traveling, even if I was having a meeting, I'd have a toothbrush and a little toothpaste thing in my purse. And then when I changed and I went to tea, it was very different. And I found myself, what's the word? I found myself feeling more proper. Is that the word? I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to be any English, you know, proper person drinking tea and crumpets and stuff like that. But I just felt more refined, more professional. I don't know what the word is. I felt different. I wasn't bellying up to the bar, grabbing a Prosecco. I was having a beautiful tea, you know, like trying out different ones and cupping them in my hands. And it matters if you have like a beautiful cup, you know, like, I don't know, you can make it a thing and you can replace that other thing with this thing. I don't know, throwing that one out. Throwing that one out there. And I've made this now almost a 17 minute podcast. Sorry about that. All right, so get on out there. You got this. Let's just try to be creative, but let's also pay attention because if we just blow through this, we're going to be back in the same stinking spot we were when Advent started. And that's not what this is about. Alrighty, find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.